Hi, this is Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We would love to have you join us for the 15th annual Christmas for the Troops. Along with KIXC-TV, we invite you to join us Friday, December 9th for food, fellowship, and package assembly at the Anderson VFW post at 3210 West Center Street starting at 6 p.m. A suggested donation at the door provides snack foods, dinner, and helps offset the cost of shipping. You can help in advance as well. We'll be accepting donations of food, funding, and travel-sized personal care items that you can drop off at the KIXC Studios on North Market Street in Reading. For more information, call Michelle at 530-859-3176. 530-859-3176. Remember, the date is now Friday, December 9th at 6 p.m. VFW Hall in Anderson. Veterans sacrifice themselves for us. Let us show them our gratitude. And thanks for your support.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, happy weekend, everyone. It's the weekend before Thanksgiving. People are traveling, moving about. The airlines are crazy. TSA is doing all sorts of proctology exams. It's America in 2022, and I'm glad to have you with me. So happy weekend. Glad you joined me. Here's what you do. If you'd like to engage with the program, we make it very simple. You know, it's funny. Last weekend, before I tell you what the rules of engagement are, after last weekend's program, now for years, I've used the term goober. And for me, the goober is a term of endearment. And I call my listeners, in fact, we have now a collection of goobers. They call themselves Gooberville, and people will, even my sponsors. I've got a couple of sponsors on the weekday show that have come to me and said, yeah, you know what? We're goober just like you. We really want to sponsor your program. So I use the term goober as a term of endearment because it's just funny. At least to me, it's funny. We're all, because if you don't think you're a goober, let me just tell you right now, if you think that you are not a goober, then you're probably just a total jerk, because all of us, in one way or another, are just a bunch of goobers. We're all just, we do stupid things. We think stupidly sometimes. We make dumb mistakes. We're just a bunch of goobers running around through life just trying to get through. So for me, it's a term of endearment. You know, I call friends goobers. I call my listeners goober. And the people in the local program here in Denver love it. They absolutely love it. But I got one guy. Now, you think about this. I'm on 300-plus stations around the entire United States of America right now. People listening at all different times. Some affiliates carry it live. Some people carry it a few hours late. Some will even repeat it the next day. So all over the country, I get one email from one guy. I should pull it up and just read it to you, but I just don't care that much. But he said, I'm never going to listen to you again. It's like, okay, well, you know what? That makes room for somebody else to pull in. You know, the room's pretty crowded right now. So if you want to exit stage left, then go ahead and exit. I don't care. Goober is a term of endearment. If I was a real jerk, I'd give out that guy's email address and just have everybody that listens to me that kind of laughs at the term goober to tell him to chill out. Everybody needs to freaking chill out a little bit. It's radio. Yes, we talk about serious stuff. We talk about very serious stuff. But we also have fun. Don't you want to have a little fun, too? Don't you want to hear what I think about some serious stuff, but at the same time be able to laugh at ourselves? So I know I'm spending way too much time on this, but I was just getting ready to say that you goobers, and it made me think about that email. So you goobers who haven't tuned out yet, if you want to engage in the program, we make it very simple because we're all goobers. So we make it easy for all the goobers to engage in the program. First and foremost, you text the word Mike to this number and your message to this number, 33103. I have a window up on one of the three computers in front of me right now. I've got a window up that just does nothing but shows me text messages so that I can constantly look at text messages, because if you've now listened to this program, we've been on full-time since, what, I think June or July or something. I don't remember. But whatever it is, it seems like it doesn't seem like very long to me, but it's longer than I think. Time goes really fast for me. If you think back to that time, we've developed a great audience, both here and, of course, locally, too, that engages, and you know that sending me a text message, squirrel, and I'll just go chasing off something else, because sometimes people send me text messages that are incredibly informative, or they cause my brain to go a little bit, just like I try to cause your brain sometimes to go when you're stuck in a rut about your thinking. My job is to try to get you to change that thinking a little bit, plus make you laugh and cry about it at the same time. So you can text the word Mike in your message to 33103. And then, of course, you can go to this website where you can follow me on social media, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. If you're curious about, you know, kind of a little bit about my personal life, you can follow that on Instagram, at Michael D. Brown. On Twitter, it's at Michael Brown USA. Facebook's Michael D. Brown. But you don't have to worry about any of that because we made it simple for you, too. Again, because we're all goobers. So we made it goober-friendly. Here's the website. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. And you'll find a map of all the affiliates, the time the program airs. You'll find the links to social media. You'll find stories that we've done. You'll find all of that by simply going to that program. So let's get rolling. The New York Times on yesterday morning, published a piece called The End of Vaccines at Warp Speed. Now, it caught my attention because in the state of Colorado, at least, and it's probably true somewhere, and you probably even know people, but the governor of Colorado, Jared Polis, who, as soon as he got reelected, started running for president. I'll explain how that works in just a second. But Jared Polis, who is Colorado's first openly gay governor, I don't give a rat's ass about that, but everybody seems to make a big deal about it. He is a progressive Democrat, and he called the people of the state of Colorado selfish bastards if we didn't wear a mask. Told us to, quote, wear your damn mask. Told us that if we failed to do so, that we were going to kill people. Do you remember all this stuff? Because I'm sure governors in your state did it too. Governors and mayors and city councilmen and aldermen and people all over the country were telling us we were selfish bastards, wear the mask and blah, blah, blah. And then it became get the shot, get the shot, get the shot. Well, actually, I kept saying get the vaccine, but it's not a damn vaccine. So they kept doing that. Jared Polis, the governor of Colorado, attends an event. There's a great photograph of him standing in a crowd of, I don't know, 100 people, and he's got the COVID. Yep, he's got the COVID. So now he's resting at home. Now, he's asymptomatic, meaning he doesn't have chills, fever, headache, or anything else. He's asymptomatic. Now, why he got tested, I don't know, but he somehow, for some reason, he decided to get, oh, I know, I remember now. He got tested because someone had told him, hey, I was at that event. Turns out I have COVID. So he got tested. Turns out he has COVID. Don't you find it at least somewhat questionable? Don't you find it at least somewhat, doesn't it cause your brain to go, wait a minute. You get all these politicians telling us, and I'm not anti-vax. I've got, you know, I fell right into the trap. I kind of wish I hadn't done it, but I did. I got two shots of Moderna. So I got the vaccine. I've never had COVID, knock on Formica or whatever this crap is. So knock on that, I've never gotten it. Maybe I haven't, I didn't know it. But I've survived better than, say, Joe Biden has survived, who got every possible vaccine at least 1,000 times. He got 267 boosters, and he comes down with COVID 3 times. The governor of Colorado tells us we're selfish bastards if we don't wear a mask. And, oh, you know, in a soundbite that we played yesterday, he even casually mentioned in an old clip that we were playing that it was illegal to go meet with a group of people. That's how crazy it was, and that's how quickly we've forgotten it, which is why the New York Times story caught my attention. The End of Vaccines at Warp Speed is the title of the story in the New York Times from Friday morning. Now, I thought the article would explain how scientists and regulators were starting to rethink and really, really reassess this super warp speed, this ultra-accelerated vaccine development, since these shots have proven to be far less safe and far less effective than they were first seen. Well, stupid me, I should have noticed the New York Times. That's not what they meant at all. The article is a lament for the end of warp speed vaccine development. That is, they want to bring a completely novel therapeutic to human use in under a year, even though not just the compound itself, but the underlying technology has never been used outside clinical trials. What has happened to science in this country? Seriously. They'll probably follow the money. If you can't find the science, follow the money. The money will probably lead you to the, quote, science. It's utter insanity. Would you, I want you to set aside any of the fear-mongering that you may have experienced during the initial stages of COVID. Some more so than others. Some people were scared to death. They locked themselves. You know, I know of an individual who will go unnamed, who happens to work in the building that I work in, that, 3 years later now, still drives around in his car in a mask, gets out of the car like yesterday I saw him. It was like 19 degrees in Denver when I left the studio yesterday, 19 above zero. So nothing, no virus is going to exist in that environment. And he gets out of the car and walks into the building where no one's gotten COVID for, I couldn't tell you the last time anybody in this building had COVID. But he wears that mask all the time. And maybe there's some underlying, comorbidity that I'm unaware of. But he's a young, healthy individual, at least on the surface. So I want you to think for just a moment. If somebody came to you and said, you know what, we got a new vaccine. Now they specifically use the word vaccine. We have a new vaccine that will cure your seasonal allergies. You will never sneeze. You'll never have a stuffy nose again. You'll never have a runny nose. You'll never have post nasal drip. You'll never have any of this anymore. You just got to take this vaccine. Now, we want to tell you before you take the vaccine, we've conducted no clinical trials. We tried it on mice, but we didn't try it on any humans. No humans volunteered for us to do a trial. We did no double-blind studies. We didn't do anything about that. We just came up with this vaccine. It worked on some mice somewhere in a laboratory somewhere. If you want to take the vaccine, would you do that? How about cancer? What if they told you, listen, we have a vaccine that will prevent you from getting any sort of cancer, but what you need to know about it is we've not tried it on any human being ever. We don't know what the adverse effects are. We don't know if there's any sort of adverse effects whatsoever, but we know that in mice, it seems to, it doesn't always, but it seems to lower your risk of cancer. Would you take that? I wouldn't. The reason I wouldn't is there's no underlying science behind it. There's no underlying human trials. There's no underlying clinical trials. There's nothing underlying about that whatsoever that tells me that science that I can believe in. The New York Times article is built on nothing more than fantasies about COVID vaccines, both current and future. You know, I was going to say something about Sam Bankman-Fried and all of the stuff going on with that crypto downfall, but we'll save that for later. The article really focused on pimping. That's the best word I can think of. It focused on pimping at great length two supposed advances in COVID vaccine development. You've probably heard of them. Both nasal sprays and shots that can block different types of coronavirus variants at one time. Here's what the Times says. New York Times says, quote, prospects have dimmed for the two most coveted kinds of next-generation vaccines, nasal sprays that can block more infections and universal coronavirus shots that can defend against a wider array of ever-evolving variants. Now, they've dimmed? Wait a minute. Let's go back to the headline. The end of vaccines at warp speed. This is what they're talking about. It focused on two supposed advances that are not actually doing what they thought they were, that the prospects have dimmed. Now, back in the real world, not the world of the New York Times, we don't have any evidence that either nasal or universal vaccines will work any better than the current shots. And there's plenty of evidence that the current shots don't work. The theory behind the nasal vaccines was pretty simple. You think about respiratory viruses. They usually arrive how? Oh, wait a minute. What's the key word here? Respiratory. So they usually go where? Through the nose or the mouth. So if you gave people a vaccine the same way that would stimulate the immune system, but be more powerful and quicker than intramuscular injections, by saying spraying it in your nose, that might be truly wonderful. Might be truly wonderful. So where are we going with this? Who would want what they're pushing? Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike and your message to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Everything's getting more expensive. The government's losing control, and the Fed just seems to make things worse. Trying to get decent returns on your savings is driving you nuts. Sound familiar? Noble Gold Investments gets it. Completely focused on honesty and education, their crack team of precious metals experts have helped thousands of worried investors like you to build and preserve wealth through times like these. By giving you direct contact with a single dedicated professional, you get exclusive free access to that help with no hassle or call centers to deal with. Find out why precious metals and IRAs are the answer to inflation and financial contagion. Give the team at Noble Gold Investments a call and join the others who've taken advantage of their offer. They'll guide you through the process and make it easy for you. And this month, they're gifting a stunning free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA over $20,000. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit noblegoldinvestments.com.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that's masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Michael Brown, glad to have you with me. Goober number 5669 in the air code 951 writes, Mike, making friends again today? No wonder you only have a weekend show. Although being on the same page as you, because I relate to the goober thing, just remember, if I'm a goober, that only makes you a bigger one. Ha ha ha, don't forget the dork and idiot part two. Hey, Mike, squirrel. Yep, that's me. By the way, I have more than the weekend program. I work 6 days a week. I have a morning program that's both top-rated and award-winning, Morning Drive, from 6 to 10 Mountain Time, which you can listen to on the iHeartRadio app. Simply search for The Situation with Michael Brown, which is the name of the program during the weekday. I'd love to have all of you weekend listeners join me on the weekdays. It's really easy to do. Download that free-to-you iHeartRadio app. Search out The Situation with Michael Brown. Make that a favorite, and you can listen to that all weekend. All week long, 6 days a week, 6 days a week on radio, baby. So, yeah, making friends today. Look, I have fun. And if you can't take the fun, maybe you ought to lighten up a little bit. Just lighten up a little bit. Back to this. Yes, and I know that they have, listen, I know that they have started, to answer another Goober text message, I know they've started clinical trials. I know they've started those. I'm talking about Operation Warp Speed, where we didn't really have double-blind clinical trials on human beings. We simply had trials on mice and rabbits and squirrels and zebras and who knows what. We did not develop the vaccines originally the way we develop other vaccines. It always bothered me. Look, I love it when the government tries to do something quickly and with speed. Because the government is slow as molasses. I can attest to that personally. But we didn't develop these vaccines the way we normally do. So who wouldn't want, as I said at the end of that segment, who wouldn't want a nasal spray? Much easier than getting a shot. Probably go buy it over the counter for all I care. But let me ask you this. We already have something called flu mist. How useless is it? It's even more useless than a typical flu shot. Flu shot may be more effective than nasal vaccine, according to a study reported in CNN. See? We give up science in the name of speed, and we end up paying the cost for it. Hey, it's the weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for joining in with me. Text the word Mike and your message to 33103. We'll take a quick break. And I'll talk to you on the other side. Do not go away.
I wish this bag under my eye would just go away. If that sounds like you every morning, you're not alone. Bags and puffiness under the eyes are a problem for millions of American men and women until now. Introducing the new Genucel Serum with plant stem cell technology from Chamonix. Susan from New Jersey wrote, I've been using Genucel for a couple months. The puffiness around my eyes is gone. Even the crow's feet and small lines have disappeared and haven't come back. I love your product. I use it under my eyes, around my cheekbones, and on my eyelids. And with its instant effects, you'll see results in the first 12 hours or your money back, I guarantee it. Order now and save 65% off Genucel's most popular package today. Order now at genucel.com/radio. That's genucel.com/radio. All orders upgraded to free priority shipping. Genucel.com/radio. Genucel.com/radio. Genucel.com/radio.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought, and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's keep it 100. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only bout it, God can't bout it, nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Fall savings are underway at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. Maximize your car wash savings with car washes starting at only $9. A clean car is essential to the value and even safety of a vehicle. And at Quick and Clean Car Wash, they have a variety of car wash packages to choose from. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. Enterprise High School's winter concert is Tuesday, November 29th at 7 p.m. at the David Marr Amphitheater at UPREP. Enjoy holiday music led by choir director Alyssa Ani and band director Gabriel Sakuma. Tickets are on sale now and can be purchased at Enterprise Music Office at 530-222-6601 through enterprisemusic.net or can be purchased at the door the evening of the concert. All proceeds benefit the students of the Enterprise High School Music Department.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, happy weekend, everybody. Welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you with me. And let me just say, because I won't see you again until after Thanksgiving, everybody have a happy and enjoyable Thanksgiving. Enjoy some time with your family. And as wacko as the world is, as wacko as it is, you should really focus on trying to think of a few things to be thankful for. One of the board ops slash producers in this building in the studios here in Denver does a podcast, and he's asked all of the hosts in the iHeart cluster in Denver to record answers to a couple of questions. You know, one to tell the audience, you know, happy Thanksgiving, what we're thankful for, what our families do at Thanksgiving, that sort of thing. Now, you know, it's a great exercise. And, of course, I think almost all of us have agreed to do it. But it really does cause you to stop and think about it. If you have to put it in words, what you're thankful for, what would you be thankful for? Think about that. Here's what I'm thankful for right now. I'm thankful that at least two federal district courts, and perhaps soon an appeals court, a federal appeals court, is going to block the Joe Biden attempt at student loan debt forgiveness. Now, some of it's already taking place. And over the course of both the Trump and Obama administration, they have at different times forgiven some student loan debt. Now, there is a way, obviously, to get your debt forgiven, and that's to go into public service. But there's never been this blanket-wide based on COVID or based on, you know, economic conditions that we would just kind of blanket forgive people of their student loan, either at a certain amount, you know, $10,000 if he makes so much money or $20,000 if he makes so much more money. And it drives me nuts to think about doing this. Now, the progressive wing of the Democrat Party, the squad, the AOCs and Ilhan Omar and the others will tell you, well, this is money owed to us anyway, so forgiving that debt doesn't do anything, and it gives more money back to these students so that they can pay their bills. Well, studies have shown that they're not using that money to pay their bills. They're using that money to go out to dinner or to make a trip somewhere. But here's the real rub that I've got about forgiving student loan debt. It's a debt. When you sign for your student loan, you're signing a promissory note, much like a mortgage, much like a car loan, much like a personal loan. You walk into a bank and you tell the bank, I want to borrow $10,000. What do you want to borrow it for? Well, I want to buy some new computer equipment because I'm starting a podcast or something. Okay, well, let's look at your credit score. Let's look at your payment history. Let's look at your financial statement. And based on our risk assessment, we will give you the loan. And based on that risk assessment, here's the interest rate we're going to charge you. And then you sign a promissory note. Why is it called a promissory note? Because you promise to pay the money back. That's the real world. And that's the way it should work. I enter into debt. I borrow money. I sign a note for that money. Then if I don't pay that money back, if it's a secured note, then they can foreclose and they can take the assets that I use to secure that note. If it's an unsecured note, well, then they can sue me, get a judgment, and then garnish wages or garnish any other sort of income I might have to pay that debt off over time. So you see, in the real world, one way or another, outside finally stepping into bankruptcy, you pay for that debt. Why should a student loan be any different? Why? Here's the other rub I've got about student loan debt forgiveness. And that is, that's money that is owed to the government. Now, I hate to use the phrase, the government, because what am I really saying? That's money owed to the taxpayer. And notice I didn't say owed to us, but to the taxpayers. Because we reached the stage in this country where some 40% or more of people don't pay any income tax. So for those of us who actually work and pay income taxes, and at the end of the year, depending on what your withholding is, you might get a little bit back, but you still pay in, or doofuses like me, who still structure my withholding to be such that I, at the end of the year, I really don't owe any more, but because I have additional other income, I end up owing some taxes. And I look at how much I pay in taxes, and I just want to scream. So when someone says, well, that's money owed to the government, that's money owed to taxpayers. Because the taxpayers fronted that money. And when you say, well, you don't have to pay it back, that means the taxpayers have to pay it back. So those who paid off their student loans get screwed. Those who didn't go to college but instead became a plumber, a tradesman of some sort, they get screwed. Senior citizens get screwed. Parents who paid off their Rugrats student debts themselves, they get screwed. Everybody gets screwed. Who makes out like a bandit? Well, the Democrats do because they think they've got a winning election argument. And the people that get the debt forgiveness, they think they've got a winning strategy too. So during a press conference, the press secretary is asked, has the administration, the Biden administration, analyzed any potential inflationary effects of student loan forgiveness? Here's what Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the press secretary, had to say.
And analyze any potential inflationary effects of student loan forgiveness, the plan that the administration has enacted.
It's a good question that you're asking, but look, the president has always... I don't have any data to share with you on that particular question.
Oh, you don't have any particular data to share? Huh.
Loans. Has the administration analyzed any potential inflationary effects of student loan forgiveness?
Think about that. Has the administration studied any potential inflationary effects? Because this is additional government spending. Let's just say in round numbers, I'm just picking a number out of my butt. Let's say that there's $100 million. No, let's say there's $1 billion. There's $1 billion in outstanding student loan debt. You forgive that. That's the equivalent of government spending an additional $1 billion.
She
doesn't have a clue what she's talking about, by the way. Can I just be honest? Bless this little girl's pea-picking heart. I got to tell you, she's so beyond her level of, I mean, she's way out of her league. She has no clue what she's talking about.
Making those comments is kind of connected to what the federal officials.
Okay, full-blown stop. Okay. Nothing to do with the Fed.
Well, that's the way you asked the question, so that's the way I was answering the question.
Has the administration analyzed any potential inflationary effects of student loan forgiveness, the plan that the administration has enacted?
It's a good question that you're asking, but look.
That's a good question you're asking, but.
The president has always, I don't have any data to share with you on that particular question, but the president has been very clear. He wants to make sure that he's lowering cost for the American people.
It's laugh out loud funny. He's really concerned about lowering costs. And I don't have any data whether or not this is going to cause any sort of inflationary impact or not. Well, guess what? Guess who does have some data? Yeah, yours truly. The announced changes of 10 grand of student debt cancellation for most borrowers, and another 10 grand for those who receive Pell Grants. A four-month extension of the pandemic-era emergency repayment pause, and the expansions of the income-driven repayment program. The Committee for Responsible Federal Budget has estimated that these policies will cost the federal government, you know, I picked a number out of my butt and said $1 billion, the Committee for Responsible Budget estimates that these policies will cost the federal government between $440 billion to $600 billion on a present value basis, meaning what those dollars are worth today, though the lost cash flow will obviously be smaller over the next few years as more and more student loan gets forgiven. Of course, the cash flow decreases. So they did an estimate. Under the Biden plan, the increase in inflation is estimated to be between a whopping 15 and 27 percentage points. That would be unsustainable. Just a one-year pause would add 15 to 20 points to inflation. If you reduce that to just a third of the people that Biden's talking about, now you get somewhere between a 10% increase in inflation or a 7% increase in inflation. That will destroy lower middle income families. Because inflation is a horrible tax that hits those who can least afford it the worst. If you don't believe me, you can find that data at the Committee for a Responsible Budget. The website is crfb.org. Committee for a Responsible Budget, crfb.org. They just won't stop the insanity. And it drives me nuts. Forgiving student loan debt, I think, is not just illegal. I think it's unconstitutional. And apparently at least a couple of other courts agree with me. It hasn't gotten to the U.S. Supreme Court, so we don't have the definitive answer yet. But in addition to being illegal, I also think it's immoral. If we're going to forgive student loan debt, the logical extension is, well, you know, some lower-income people are having a hard time making their car payment. They need those vehicles to get to work, to support their families. Some people are having a hard time making their rent payment or their mortgage payment. I mean, the list just goes on and on. We can't do this. I mean, this is all kind of feel-good stuff that might make you feel good, but when you think about it rationally, it's insane. And that's what my job is to point out to you that sometimes this feel-good stuff is absolutely bat-crap crazy. Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike in your message to 33103, Mike to 33103. You can also go to michaelsaysgohere.com if you want to follow me on social media or get the podcast or anything else. The website's michaelsaysgohere.com. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Everything's getting more expensive. The government's losing control, and the Fed just seems to make things worse. Trying to get decent returns on your savings is driving you nuts. Sound familiar? Noble Gold Investments gets it. Completely focused on honesty and education, their crack team of precious metals experts have helped thousands of worried investors like you to build and preserve wealth through times like these. By giving you direct contact with a single dedicated professional, you get exclusive free access to that help with no hassle or call centers to deal with. Find out why precious metals and IRAs are the answer to inflation and financial contagion. Give the team at Noble Gold Investments a call and join the others who've taken advantage of their offer. They'll guide you through the process and make it easy for you. And this month, they're gifting a stunning free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA over $20,000. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit noblegoldinvestments.com.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Join us this year for the 18th annual Cascade Christmas, a song and dance extravaganza, a Reading tradition.
With a cast of nearly 30 characters singing and dancing on the Cascade Theater stage.
Come with me, Jack Radio, as we take a tour through the North Pole for the first time ever.
Happening one weekend only, December 1st through 4th.
Featuring evening and matinee performances.
Get tickets at 243-8877 or at CascadeTheater.org.
Come have a jingle good time at Cascade Christmas, a Reading tradition.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. So we're going to have a runoff election in Georgia between Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker, between the preacher and the Heisman Trophy winner. God's on both their sides. Yeah, God's on the side of the preacher, and God's always on the side of the Heisman Trophy winner. Do you remember, I know it's ancient history, but do you remember after the 2020 election, when Stacey Abrams and all these yahoos and these, someone told me in a text message, used the term dork. I haven't heard the term dork in so long. How Stacey Abrams and a bunch of these dorks in Georgia were calling the Georgia election laws Jim Crow 2.0 because somehow they were going to prevent blacks from voting in the 2022 midterm elections. I always found that offensive. Why is it not racist? Because everything's racist now, right? But in all seriousness, why is it not racist, or at least demeaning, to blacks to say that you don't have the wherewithal to get a voter's a state ID? It doesn't have to be a driver's license. In any state, you can just get a state ID. How is that not condescending to black people? I find it personally offensive. If somebody made the claim that, hey, you have to get a voter ID to go vote in Colorado, but that's really Jim Crow 2.0 because whites are too stupid to go get or whites can't get voter ID. They can't get a state ID. I would find that personally offensive. You're lumping all of us together, which is a racist thing to do. You're saying that we're all just homogenous, we're all exactly the same, and that we're too stupid to go get a state ID. But that's what they were doing in Georgia, and they were calling it Jim Crow 2.0. Jim Crow, if you recall, was the absolute violent prevention of blacks from voting post-Reconstruction. It was horrible. It was an absolute stain on American history. What did Brad Raffensperger, the elections official, the Secretary of State in Georgia, have to say about turnout in the midterm elections? Well, hang on. I don't want that part. We will instead. Yeah, I'm calling an audible right here. He touted record turnout in Georgia's midterm elections. Morning Joe host Joe Scarborough asked Raffensperger about the criticism of Georgia voting laws after the state experienced record turnout in the midterm elections. Raffensperger said this: there are a lot of people that have been critical of the laws in Georgia, talking about Jim Crow 2.0, been a lot of criticism, and yet you look at the numbers this past week, remarkable. We had a record. We just had a record turnout. It was bigger than what we had in 2018. We had short lines. Our average wait time in lines was about 2 minutes in the afternoon, tracking at 3 minutes. Longest on the leaderboard was 14 minutes. Check-in time when you get to the front of the line, 47 seconds. It was a smooth process. Well, what's my point here? My point is a judge has just ruled that early voting in Georgia in the Senate runoff will be allowed. A Georgia court ruled late last night that early voting in the state's Senate runoff election between Reverend Warnock and quarterback Herschel Walker, no, he's a running back, can take place on the Saturday 2 days after Thanksgiving. Now, the state's election code says that counties are required to start early voting for runoff elections as soon as possible after a general or primary election, and mandates when they can take place. There was a lawsuit filed against Georgia claiming that the statute used to identify valid days to hold the runoff elections prohibited Saturday or early voting for runoff elections immediately after a public and legal holiday on a Thursday or Friday, in this case, the upcoming Thanksgiving on this Thursday. Well, the judge said, no, the statute says you can start those, and you can start it on Saturday. You can even do it on a Sunday. Now, I'm opposed to early voting. I think early voting, I want an election day. I don't want an election month or an election week, because anytime, you know, there's an old saying that the amount of work required for any given project expands to the allotment of time for that project. So if you say a project's going to take 6 months, by golly, it's going to take 6 months. If you say it's going to take 6 days, it'll get done in 6 days. So when you expand it and say early voting's going to take place for 3-4 weeks, just, you know, hell's bells, let's just start voting on 2024 now. That is an open door to absolute cheating. Nothing but cheating. Which is why I think we got to get rid of early voting. Early voting also causes this. It causes voters oftentimes to miss out on the most important thing they need to know about two candidates before they cast their ballot. If you were trying to decide in the Pennsylvania Senate race between John Fetterman, that poor soul that suffered the stroke that still hasn't recovered, or Dr. Oz, and you voted before that debate, and then after you saw that debate, you thought, ooh, I don't think he's recovered enough to be a U.S. Senator, too late. You've already cast your ballot. Early voting? Yeah. I say we get rid of it. Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike in your message to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Everybody needs an edge. The other guy is working on his edge right now, whether you have one or not. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low historically, and individual T levels in men decline 1% every year with age. There's a new champion of natural testosterone boosters, and it's called Chalk, C-H-O-Q. 100% natural herbal extracts with game-changing effects on your energy, mood, and focus. Chalk Daily's main ingredient has been clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity with higher T and a massive boost of energy by taking Chalk's Male Vitality Stack every day. Take the 90-day Chalk Challenge and reap the benefits of the reigning champion of natural men's health with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a very limited time only, Chalk, C-H-O-Q, is giving our listeners a 30% discount with promo code USA. That's choq.com, code USA, for 30% off while supplies last.
Join us this year for the 18th annual Cascade Christmas, a song and dance extravaganza, a Reading tradition.
With a cast of nearly 30 characters singing and dancing on the Cascade Theater stage.
Come with me, Jack Sweaty Elf, as we take a tour through the North Pole for the first time ever.
Happening one weekend only, December 1st through 4th.
Featuring evening and matinee performances.
Get tickets at 243-8877 or at CascadeTheater.org.
Come have a jingle good time at Cascade Christmas, the Reading tradition.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Republican Senator James Lankford is calling on Republican voters in Georgia to get behind the Senate race there. He told the Salem Radio Network it's worth fighting for, even though Democrats are already assured an advantage with Vice President Harris as the tie-breaking vote.
If we have a 51-49 Senate, every one of the committees loses a Republican, and every one of those committees is no longer equal on it. They're now split, and so we lose a lot of those seats in the different committees. They gain a lot of subpoena power.
The runoff vote between Herschel Walker and the Democrat incumbent Raphael Warnock is set for December 6th. Attorney General Merrick Garland on Friday appointed a special prosecutor to oversee criminal investigations related to former President Trump. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Jack Smith, the former chief of the Justice Department's unit that investigates public corruption, will take on the new role, which operates largely independent of Justice Department controls under decades-old federal regulations. Garland said in a statement, quote, "I have concluded that it is in the public interest to appoint the special counsel. Such an appointment underscores the department's commitment to both independence and accountability in particularly sensitive matters. It also allows prosecutors and agents to continue their work expeditiously and to make decisions indisputably guided only by the facts and the law." Bernie Bennett reporting.
U.S. home sales fell in October for the ninth consecutive month. Here's correspondent Norman Hall.
Sales of previously occupied U.S. homes fell in October for the ninth month in a row to the slowest pre-pandemic sales pace in more than 10 years. Home buyers grapple with sharply higher mortgage rates, rising home prices, and fewer properties on the market. The National Association of Realtors says existing home sales fell 5.9% last month from September to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 4.43 million. Sales fell 28.4% from October last year.
That is Norman Hall reporting. More from townhall.com.
Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now.
If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or
you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
The Biden administration's bid to kill an airline partnership is headed to a judge.
This Friday, both sides gave starkly contrasting views about the impact of an alliance between American Airlines and JetBlue. The government says it'll reduce competition and cost consumers hundreds of millions of dollars a year in higher fares. But the airlines say it's already leading to new routes without raising prices. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
The American Bar Association has voted to drop the LSAT and other standardized test requirements for law school admissions. Here's Tayshia Stevens.
The group says the test hurt diversity in admissions. To determine how a law school candidate will perform, the LSAT, or Law School Admission Test, test a student's reasoning and reading comprehension. The APA's ruling could take effect in the fall 2025 semester, but as of now, 41 of 82 schools surveyed say they're keeping the test in place. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. President Biden is about to turn 80. Southern Methodist University political science professor Kel Gilson says the president will have to address questions about whether or not he's mentally fit for the job, well into his 80s.
Some people do begin to lose some of their quickness, some of their memory, some of their ability. And so it's reasonable for people to wonder about that and even worry about it and making it important for him to address it and really knock down that idea to the extent that he can.
The president said recently he is physically and mentally capable of serving a potential second term in the White House. He turns 80 tomorrow. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris spoke briefly with Chinese leader Xi Jinping today in another step toward keeping lines of communication open between the world's two biggest economies. Harris and Xi exchanged remarks while heading into a closed-door meeting at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum's summit in Bangkok. More from townhall.com.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Week with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Really am glad to have you with me. The weekend before Thanksgiving, people are starting to travel. I wish you safe travels, and I wish you a very, very happy Thanksgiving. You know, with all the crap going on in the world, this is probably one of the best Thanksgivings for people to really just pause and to really think about what you're thankful about. Because there's so much crap going on. That I would encourage you to sit down with your family and say, okay, let's one, not talk politics so we don't throw the turkey legs at each other. Two, let's really stop and think about what are we thankful for. Here's what I'd like for you to do. If you want to engage in the program, it's real easy. You can text the program. Text me. Text the word Mike in your message to 33103. I read all the text messages. And I'll just say this very quickly because I know that the weekend, some affiliates play it live. Some affiliates replay the program. Some affiliates play it at different hours. You can text me anytime you're listening, or even if you're listening on the podcast, you can text me at any time because the number 33103, as long as you put the word Mike in there, I'll get that. That's our exclusive number. So text the word Mike in your message to 33103. Then the second thing I would ask you to do, if you want to follow me on social media, you know, a lot of the stories that I cover surprisingly come from Twitter. That hodgepodge mess of Twitter right now. And I say that because a lot of the cabal, the cabal to me is that unholy alliance between the ruling elite, dominant media, and the big tech giants. Well, Twitter is kind of their echo chamber. And it's even an echo chamber among people on the left or the right of the political spectrum. They just kind of tend to talk to one another. And every once in a while, they stray into foreign territory. They cross the Maginot Line without a passport. And then a battle ensues. That happens to me a lot. I'll be tweeting along, commenting about stuff, and all of a sudden, somebody will figure out who I am. Then they'll come in and they'll just ad hominem attacks start. It's fun. So if you want to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, any of those, you want to get the podcast, you want to stream this program live, whatever you want to do, you simply go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. You can find everything you need right there. The President of the United States, who I think is, I know he's coming off what they thought was going to be much worse than the midterms turned out, is still pretty bad. Republicans have control of the Congress. The Senate is in control, or is in the hands of the Democrats. We still have one more race to decide, and that's the Georgia runoff race between Reverend Warnock and Heisman Trophy winner Herschel Walker. That takes place December 6th or something, I think. It's pretty soon. But the President of the United States, kind of feeling his oats, kind of like, it's like he got a good booster B12 shot. So he's feeling pretty good. So we're coming upon winter. I can tell you right now in Colorado, let me see what it is right now. Ooh, it's warmed up to a balmy 37 degrees. When I took the Leonbergers for a walk this morning, it was about 19 degrees out. So I was bundled up in the parka and the gloves and the hat and everything else. Of course, the big Leonbergers, they love it. So to them, the cold weather's fantastic. But you know, there are people. There are people in this society who, because of our stupid, and I do mean stupid, energy policy, where we're no longer energy independent, where we have diesel fuel in short supply, we have heating oil prices skyrocketing, where we have in Colorado, for example, natural gas prices increasing. That's how we generally heat our homes in Colorado. Those prices are increasing. People who are on fixed incomes, people who are in a lower socioeconomic strata, are finding it more difficult to balance their budgets, to pay for their heating bills. They're eating cans of tuna. That's all they eat for dinner instead of, you know, having a decent meal somewhere. Because these inflationary prices are really hitting them hard. The president, what I think is an unbelievably stupid and deaf statement, said to those who are having a hard time or concerned about how they're going to heat their homes this winter, he told them this.
Windows, 500 for new doors, 2,000 to install a heat pump, 600 to replace electric panels. These are here's what this means. If you're living in a home with a draft of windows and doors starting January 1, you'll be able to save up to $1,100 in the cost of replacing them.
Let's stop for a minute and think about that. Starting January 1, now it's colder than a well digger's butt right now, at least where I'm sitting. I don't know how it is where you are, but in many places of the country, it's already colder than a well digger's butt. But starting January 1, you can save up to $1,000 if you wanted to replace your drafty windows. Now, when that's like your spouse coming home and saying, look, babe, I just saved $1,000. Look at these new sneakers I bought. Look at these new shoes I bought. Look at this new dress I bought. Look at this new suit I bought. I saved us $1,000. Really? How much did you spend? Well, I spent $2,000, but I saved $1,000. Well, wait a minute. You could have saved $3,000 by not spending any money at all. So the people that are on the lowest income, that are having the most difficult time paying their heating bills, this doofus of a president, I'm sorry, but that's what he is. This doofus of a president is saying, hey, starting January 1, we'll save you $1,000. Now, first of all, who's going to save them $1,000? So let's think about that for a moment, too. Who's going to save people who can least afford to replace the drafty windows in their house because it's going to cost them $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 to replace all their windows? But, hey, we'll save you $1,000. Who's actually paying that $1,000? Taxpayers. Those are energy subsidies. So the taxpayers who are already struggling to pay their own heating bills are going to give $1,000 starting January 1 to people who want to replace their windows. Now, let's just think about replacing your windows. Now, I have no plan to replace any windows. I haven't checked on replacing windows. I'm just talking completely out of ignorance right now. I know many of you are going, we've been listening to you for the past hour or so, and we've heard nothing but ignorance. Well, now I'm admitting it. I don't know if I were to call today, even though it's a Saturday, maybe I should wait till Monday. So let's say that on Monday, the Monday before Thanksgiving, I call a company, I call Acme Window Company, and I say, hey, dear Acme Window Company. And they say, yeah, what do you want? I want to replace my windows. Well, when do you want to do it? I want to do it right now. Well, we can get you on the schedule. Well, when can I get on the schedule? Oh, I don't know, March, April, sometime next spring. Well, that doesn't help me now. I got drafty windows, and President Biden said that he'd pay $1,000 toward that. Well, I'm sorry, but we can't get to you until, you know, March or April. Does anybody ever stop and think about how dumb this guy is? I'm sorry, but at least I live in a country where I don't fear being murdered or disappeared because I call old Puddin' Brain, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., a dumbass. But that's exactly how he's treating the public, as if they're just stupid.
Windows, 500 for new doors, 2,000 to install a heat pump, 600 to replace electric panels.
Wait a minute. Replace electric panels? Is he talking about electric baseboard heating or something? When's that going to happen? And what's that going to cost? Oh, we'll give you $600 toward it. Thank you. It's going to cost me $5,000 to do it.
Here's what this means.
Oh, he's going to tell us what it means. So get your brain ready. Here we go.
If you're living in a home with a drafty windows and doors starting January 1, you'll be able to save up to $1,100 in the cost of replacing them. And that's just on the upgrade. You're also going to save a lot of money going forward because your utility bills will be lower. And that's good for your wallet, but it's...
You know, he doesn't tell... I'd like to know, Mr. President, I'm in the press corps. Raise my hand. Michael Brown with the weekend. What's your question? Mr. President, you've said that our heating and our electric bills, our utility bills, are going to go down. So I have a three-part question. I actually have a five-part question. Who, what, where, when, how? How's that going to happen?
Also good for the environment.
Oh, well, in that case, yeah. I'll spend $20,000 to put in a new heat pump or whatever, you know, new furnace, whatever. If it's going to be good for the environment, then I'm all in, because that's what I care about right now. The environment looks pretty good to me, but...
Because you're using less energy. That's not all. You want to install solar panels on...
There's more. Solar panels.
The roof, you can get a tax credit for 30% of the cost.
A tax credit? Oh, that's right. So you will get a credit against your taxes owed, which means that the, I'm using air quotes here, the government will pay for those solar panels, meaning you and I will subsidize, just like we subsidize electric vehicles. So every time you see a solar panel, go knock on those people's door, and you know, be careful, but knock on their doors and say, I just wanted to say or give you the opportunity to thank me for helping pay for your solar panels. Or you see a Tesla driving down the highway, pull them over and just say, hey, I helped pay for that. Want to say thanks?
It'll bring down the cost of installation by about $7,500. And when you get to keep savings money on your electric bills for the remainder of the year, windows,
oh my gosh.
500.
This guy, I can't believe it. I just can't believe this guy. It's really sad. Hey, listen, Michael Brown here. I want to tell you that right now, if you or a loved one want to protect yourself against any attack on you personally or a family member, but you don't feel comfortable. I know some people, not like me, I feel very comfortable carrying a firearm. I've trained, I've practiced, I know what I'm doing, but some people don't. Well, if that's you, I want you to learn about HERO's non-lethal products. HERO, you see, is a maker of award-winning HERO 2020. That's a non-lethal gun, but it shoots high-speed projectiles that are filled with pepper powder. That powder explodes on impact, covering your attacker, causing writhing pain, mental confusion, coughing uncontrollably. They drop to the ground. It gives you time to escape that dangerous situation. And all of these HERO products are concealable, and you do not need a carry permit. Right now, HERO2020.com has a new product. I love this product. It's called an Arrow. It looks like a small remote control, literally like a small remote control. And I've tried it. I've shot it in my backyard. It shoots this really thick, red, sticky pepper gel that creates an intense burning sensation on someone's skin. I've touched it. It's horrible. That also includes an alarm system. And again, it allows you in a non-lethal way to cause your attacker non-lethal, doesn't kill them. They may think they're dying, but they don't. Both of these products, non-lethal, but they allow you to defend yourself from a distance. My wife and I both have these. I want you to get one today. I want you to get one for yourself, your spouse, your daughter at college, your son working the late shift. You know, anyone that needs extra protection, you ought to get them this. Go online to this website, hero2020.com. That's hero2020.com. Use my last name, Brown, for a special discount. That's hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply. It's the weekend with Michael Brown. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Heavenly Donuts.
On Tuesday, December 6th, join cardiologist Dr. Mohammed Khan and Dr. Azeeb Khan for a lunch where you can learn about heart health. This event is hosted by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's a free event and your opportunity to learn more about heart disease prevention. Lunch is provided at the Shasta Regional Medical Group in the Lassen Room at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Now, space is limited, so pre-register online right now at ShastaRegional.com.
Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, is happy to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those serving in the armed forces. Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs and can help with colds, allergies, asthma, COPD, arthritis, pain, inflammation, long-haul COVID, and help restore taste and smell. Perfect for all ages. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave. You can book now at CapturingTheEssence.com. Again, CapturingTheEssence.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We would love to have you join us for the 15th annual Christmas for the Troops. Along with KIXC-TV, we invite you to join us Friday, December 9th for food, fellowship, and package assembly at the Anderson VFW Post at 3210 West Center Street starting at 6 p.m. A suggested donation at the door provides snack foods, dinner, and helps offset the cost of shipping. You can help in advance as well. We'll be accepting donations of food, funding, and travel-sized personal care items that you can drop off at the KIXC Studios on North Market Street in Reading. For more information, call Michelle at 530-859-3176. 530-859-3176. Remember, the date is now Friday, December 9th at 6 p.m. VFW Hall in Anderson. Veterans sacrifice themselves for us. Let us show them our gratitude and thanks for your support.
Hey, welcome back to the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Sincerely appreciate you tuning in. Text the word Mike and your message to 33103. I was just scrolling through some of them. Great text messages today. If you want to follow me on social media, you want to download the podcast, you want to stream us live, you can do all of that by simply going to this one website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Go there right now, michaelsaysgohere.com. So on Tuesday, Donald Trump announces that he's going to run for re-election. No surprise. I think he did it thinking that he would clear the field, that everybody else that was thinking about running, everybody that I can imagine, Ron DeSantis of Florida, Greg Abbott of Texas, Mike DeWine up in Ohio, Asa Hutchinson, former governor of Arkansas, Mike Pompeo, former secretary of state, and probably about a dozen others who I can't think of right now. None of them are going to clear, none of them are going to stop. None of them have said, oh, well, Trump's in the race, I'm out. So we're going to have a wild-ass Republican primary. So on Tuesday, Trump announces that from Mar-a-Lago at 9 Eastern time. I have yet to understand why he did it that way and not at a rally. Part of the rationale may be that they wanted to, that his staff, rightfully so, wanted to put him on a teleprompter and under threat of, you know, strangling him, Mr. President, you read from this teleprompter. You do not digress from what we have written, because you've got to be calm, cool, and collected and outline your agenda. So he did that. And then 72 hours later, the Department of Justice announces the appointment of a special counsel to investigate Donald Trump about January 6th, about the riots. There's two aspects to January 6th. They went to investigate his activities about those riots on that day. They went to investigate Trump about his conspiracy, I emphasize the word conspiracy, or his obstruction of justice in trying to prevent the counting of the electoral votes on that day. And then a third one, to investigate his possession of documents that were deemed to be documents belonging to the government, and some documents of which were or were not, we don't really know the truth of which yet, were classified as top secret or above. And that he obstructed justice in allowing the FBI or others to gather and return those documents to the National Archives. Don't you find it at least fascinating that all of that could have been done up prior to his announcement? We've known about Mar-a-Lago for what? Months. We've known about January 6th since when? Oh, January 6th. We've known about the counting of the electoral vote since I don't know when. Oh, January 6th. We've known about all of that. And yet the Department of Justice does not appoint a special counsel until after Trump announces his candidacy. Now, if you've listened to this program, well, I've said over the past couple of weeks, I honestly don't want Donald Trump to be the nominee. Because I believe that, I don't believe at this stage that Donald Trump can win the 2024 election. I've also emphasized, now before you start switching the dial, listen up. I've also said that if Donald Trump is the nominee, I indeed will vote for him, because there's nobody on the other side that I would dare cast my ballot for, because I've seen what they're like, and I don't want those kinds of policies. But what about the legal aspects of all of this? Is there any legal basis in fact for what they're doing? I want you to listen to Jonathan Turley. He's the professor at George Washington University, professor of constitutional law at George Washington University. Professor Turley is a diehard liberal. But I love Professor Turley because he's a diehard constitutionalist. So when we get back, hang tight, because I want you to hear what Professor Turley has to say about these about this special counsel. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Getting more expensive. The government's losing control, and the Fed just seems to make things worse. Trying to get decent returns on your savings is driving you nuts. Sound familiar? Noble Gold Investments gets it. Completely focused on honesty and education, their crack team of precious metals experts have helped thousands of worried investors like you to build and preserve wealth through times like these. By giving you direct contact with a single dedicated professional, you get exclusive free access to that help with no hassle or call centers to deal with. Find out why precious metals and IRAs are the answer to inflation and financial contagion. Give the team at Noble Gold Investments a call and join the others who've taken advantage of their offer. They'll guide you through the process and make it easy for you. And this month, they're gifting a stunning free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA over $20,000. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor, La Gloria Cubana S, San Andres. A new offering from La Gloria Cubana, draped in a dark, oily San Andres wrapper, direct from the volcanic and potassium-rich soil of Mexico. Rolled at the El Credito factory in the lush valleys of the Dominican Republic, where their motto is, one factory, 100 artisans, one goal, to craft the most exquisite cigars on the planet. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 20 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Internet, bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream from home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day to you. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right, free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competition's startup costs. And there's no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call Shasta Beam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back. Let's learn to speak here. Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike and your message to 33103. And go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. If you want to follow me on social media, download the podcast, stream us live, whatever you want to do, you can do all of that at that website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Go hit that website right now. Boom, go hit it. So here are the sequence of events. We go through an entire election cycle. We've known since January 6th that there were riots on Capitol Hill. We've known since January 6th that Donald Trump, at least in the eyes of some people, tried to interfere with the counting of the electoral votes. And we've known for, I don't know what date the raid was on Mar-a-Lago, but it's been months ago, months, that we've known that he had in his possession, whether we know whether he legitimately had them in his possession or not, some documents that may or may not have. I'm going to be very specific here. We don't know what documents were or were not classified. And some documents that are very sensitive, that are marked top secret, special compartmentalized information, that's the highest level of classification. Those are secrets that in the government, I had TSSCI clearances in a lot of departments and agencies, the CIA, Department of Defense, Department of Energy, the White House. And so there were some of those documents that there might be even parts of which I wasn't privy to, because it's compartmentalized information, meaning that some people can know this piece, other people can know that piece. It's the most highly sensitive documents within our government. Secrets that I believe that we should keep secret, that our adversaries could use against us. Whether Donald Trump had that kind of information in his possession or not remains to be seen. And there's a lawsuit pending in Florida about that. So why? Why all of a sudden, right after the midterms, Donald Trump announces his candidacy on the Tuesday after the election, this past Tuesday, and then yesterday, Friday, the president or the Department of Justice, the Attorney General Merrick Garland, comes out and announces the appointment of a special counsel, a current U.S. attorney that's serving in The Hague over in Belgium, will be coming back to the United States to serve as a special counsel to investigate Donald Trump. And as I said before you listen to Professor Turley, here's what I love about Professor Turley. He and I, and probably many of you, would disagree with him on political issues. We would be diametrically opposed on political issues, on many public policy issues. But Professor Turley, in my humble opinion, personifies exactly the kind of constitutional lawyer that all constitutional lawyers should be. He doesn't care about the public policy when it comes to the Constitution. He cares about the constitutional principles and whether that public policy, even policies that he might believe in, he would still claim that if they're unconstitutional, they're unconstitutional, and that legislators ought to find a way to rewrite those public policy issues in such a way as for them to be constitutional. He is that devoted to the plain meaning of the U.S. Constitution. You want to find, you know, we're always told that we need to find common ground with those who disagree with us. Professor Turley and I do that on every single day. One regret that I had, of course, he wasn't around at the time, but one regret that I have in law school, although I had a fantastic constitutional law professor, He was this old fart. He was this crusty old fart that knew the Constitution inside and out, and to him, the Constitution was a beloved, inspired document, divinely inspired document. And I learned a lot from that constitutional law professor. But I wish I could have had Professor Turley, because my professor was much like me, conservative. So we agreed on almost everything in terms of public policy. But wouldn't it have been fascinating to be in law school with Professor Turley at George Washington University as your con law professor? Because while you might have disagreements about public policy, he would tell you that, but we ought to agree on this. Even policies that I like, he would say, may not meet constitutional muster. So what does he have to say about this investigation of Donald Trump?
Well, we've been hearing rumors for the last couple of weeks that the Department of Justice has been batting this around with the appointment of a special counsel. The announcement of Donald Trump for the 2024 election may have sped that calendar up a bit. The things that we're going to be looking for, besides obviously who will be the special counsel, will be whether there's any tipping of the hand as to the scope of the investigation. The January 6th controversy is going to be a difficult, you know, area for the special counsel, because the speech itself, in the view of many of us that Trump gave, was protected speech.
Absolutely. The only thing that Trump could have done that I believe would have been unconstitutional would have been if he had walked out and on the mall that day gave a speech that said, I want you to go up to the Capitol. I want you to break in. I want you to beat up or kill cops. I want you to find Nancy Pelosi and kidnap her. I want you to hang her on the steps of the Capitol. That would have been inciting violence. That would have been a direct incitement of violence, and would not have been protected speech. But he didn't. He said, I want you to go up to the Capitol and make your voices heard. He may have meant, and I don't care what you think about Donald Trump, he may have meant, go up to the U.S. Capitol and sing the Hallelujah Chorus. Go up to the U.S. Capitol and sing God Bless America. Go up in U.S. Capitol and sing America the Beautiful. Go up to the Capitol and sing the Star-Spangled Banner. Go up to the Capitol and sing, I don't know, some Rolling Stones song. I don't care. That was and is protected speech, as the professor points out.
The January 6th committee really didn't come up with any direct evidence that we could see of a crime yet. It's really Mar-a-Lago that I would be most worried about if I were on the Trump team.
But let him put it in perspective. Yes, possession of classified documents without approval to keep those in your possession and to fail to keep those in a fail-safe SCIF, a special compartmentalized, compartmented information facility, a place where you can keep these kind of documents. For example, when I served in the administration, I had a special safe installed in my townhome in Alexandria, Virginia, so that I could, as I was reading, you know, top secret documents as my security detail was taking me back to my house, well, I couldn't just hand those back to my driver or to my security detail. I had to put those in a special safe in my house to keep them protected. And then to take them back to the office the next day, I had to take them out of the safe, and when I returned to my office, either return them to the originator of those documents or to put them in a safe in my office. It appears that Trump didn't do any of those things.
And that team may have to change. Once a special counsel is in the field, it could complicate matters, because everyone on that team who has overlap with these controversies, whether it's the riot or Mar-a-Lago, are going to be potential witnesses. So it will complicate things as well on the Trump side, not just on the Garland side. But one of the things that we also will be looking for is whether the Attorney General gives any sense of the time frame that he's looking at. My guess is that he won't. This should move more quickly than the Mueller investigation. If it's Mar-a-Lago, This is a very finite set of crimes, a finite amount of evidence, and a finite number of witnesses. It should not take an exhaustive type of investigation. There are real risks here for the former president. There were statements made to the FBI about the presence of classified evidence at Mar-a-Lago. This was a self-inflicted wound, and it could be potentially charged.
The one catch-all that always exists, which is why my advice to all of you, for this is free legal advice, don't have to take it, but you should never talk to cops, whether they be FBI agents or your local police department or the sheriff, when they're asking you about potential criminal activity. You should never talk to them without a lawyer being present, because you don't know the law. And even me as a lawyer who knows the law wouldn't talk to law enforcement without my lawyer being present, because things can be twisted without you even consciously thinking about it, where you say at the beginning of the interview, yeah, I think the sky was blue that day. And then later another agent says, you know, I thought I heard you say, because they can lie to you, I thought I heard you say earlier that the sky was green. You know, I think it was green that day. Bam, they got you in a contradiction. You said the sky was blue. Later you said the sky was green. That's just how meticulous you have to be if you're being questioned by law enforcement.
And so I think that's where most of us will be looking in terms of the special counsel. But Garland may give us a better idea of the scope of this investigation.
So as always, anytime something like this happens, we rush to the White House for a response, Jonathan. According to a White House official, the DOJ makes decisions about its criminal investigations independently, and we are not involved. So I would refer you to DOJ for any questions on this. That coming from our Rich Edson. And we will hear from the Attorney General just moments from now. He's actually about 2.5 minutes late now. You know, when you think about a special counsel, this obviously gives political insulation to Merrick Garland, who, as Shannon pointed out, ultimately will make all the decisions regarding this as the information is handed up to him. But also, the appointment of a special counsel adds another level of sort of political intrigue about everything, because it's not just the DOJ that's investigating now. It's a special counsel. And we remember through Mueller and obviously other special counsels that there seems to be a greater focus of attention on the part of the media when a special counsel is involved.
Yeah, I mean, this is sort of like the Battle of Coral Sea. There's torpedoes and shells flying in every direction. I mean, you have the House is just ramping up on investigation, and Garland is really at the epicenter of that. They have a lot of questions, and I think legitimate questions, about Hunter Biden and Garland's steadfast refusal thus far to appoint a special counsel. And so I think that he's going to be busy himself in the coming weeks, but this is going to clear his desk a bit. But there are going to be critics that say, look, you're investigating the Hunter Biden matter, and the president is all over that record in terms of percentages of deals, et cetera. It's not that we question the appointment of a special counsel here, but why not a special counsel there?
Exactly. If you like C-SPAN, you like hearings, you like investigations, or if you just simply, like me, believe that Congress should conduct oversight at the same time that they push forward an agenda, it's going to be a fascinating time over the next 2 years. Hang on to your hats, because as Professor Turley says, the torpedoes are flying in every direction. Now, whether that's good or bad for the country, I think is immaterial. It's one of those things that has to be done. Congress has to investigate, and a special counsel has to get to the bottom of Mar-a-Lago and January 6th. Hopefully, putting all of those issues to either bed or to a courtroom. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike and your message to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Everybody needs an edge. The other guy is working on his edge right now, whether you have one or not. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low historically, and individual T levels in men decline 1% every year with age. There's a new champion of natural testosterone boosters, and it's called Chalk, C-H-O-Q. 100% natural herbal extracts with game-changing effects on your energy, mood, and focus. Chalk Daily's main ingredient has been clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity with higher T and a massive boost of energy by taking Chalk's Male Vitality Stack every day. Take the 90-day Chalk Challenge and reap the benefits of the reigning champion of natural men's health with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a very limited time only, Chalk, C-H-O-Q, is giving our listeners a 30% discount with promo code USA. That's choq.com, code USA, for 30% off while supplies last.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io. Or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
It is the weekend with Michael Brown. It is the weekend before Thanksgiving, and I do appreciate everybody tuning in. We were just talking about how Merrick Garland is himself going to be under investigation because of all of these attacks on parents at school boards or anti-abortion activists who did nothing more than go sing hymns in front of an abortion clinic. But the other person that needs to be investigated is the director of the FBI, Christopher Wray. Senator Josh Hawley interrogated Chris Wray, who just left Chris Wray in panicked silence. I want you to listen to this 2 minutes of just pure interrogation.
Whistleblowers who have come forward to members of this body, to members of the House. The FBI has been sending more than, in one instance, a dozen armed agents to a rural Pennsylvania home of a Catholic pro-life demonstrator to arrest him at gunpoint in front of his children in early morning hours, despite the fact that he posed no risk of violence or threat and had previously offered to turn himself in. Numerous whistleblowers, field agents, have alleged that D.C., your headquarters, has pulled them off working on child sex abuse cases, working on human trafficking cases, in order to work on January 6th matters for this reason, to give the appearance, they say, that there are hundreds of new domestic terrorism cases in the country, when in fact there are not. Whistleblowers, field agents have also said that D.C. has ordered the use of SWAT teams on nonviolent suspects who may have attended a January 6th rally and...
Oops, what happened to it? Why did it stop? I must have... Hang on a second.
...body to members of the House. The FBI has been sending more than, in one instance, a dozen armed agents to a rural Pennsylvania home of a Catholic pro-life demonstrator to arrest him at gunpoint in front of his children in early morning hours, despite the fact that he posed no risk of violence or threat and had previously offered to turn himself in. Numerous whistleblowers, field agents, have alleged that D.C., your headquarters, has pulled them off working on child sex abuse cases, working on human trafficking cases, in order to work on January 6th matters for this reason, to give the appearance, they say, that there are hundreds of new domestic terrorism cases in the country, when in fact there are not. Whistleblowers, field agents have also said that D.C. has ordered the use of SWAT teams on nonviolent suspects who may have attended a January 6th rally, and they have been ordered to conduct surveillance and knock on doors of people who were not even in D.C. on January 6th. And again, all of this, according to the whistleblowers, these are your agents, all of this in order to make it look as if there's a mass surge in domestic terrorism all across the country, when in fact the stats are being padded by political directive in your office. They also say, these whistleblowers, the D.C. leadership deliberately suppressed investigations into Hunter Biden, contrary to FBI procedure, and have also retaliated against FBI agents and whistleblowers who have contacted Congress, which, by the way, they are protected by statute to do so. This is what's happening at your FBI while you are evading oversight hearings. Mr. Director, do you think you're still up to this job?
I absolutely think I'm still up to this job, and I think our workforce feels the same way.
Well, I don't. And frankly, I think you should have been gone a long time ago.
Corruption at the FBI. It does need to be weeded out. No question about it. Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for tuning in. Text the word Mike and your message to 33103. We're going to take a break for some news and stuff, but hang tight. I'll see you later.
I wish this bag under my eye would just go away. If that sounds like you every morning, you're not alone. Bags and puffiness under the eyes are a problem for millions of American men and women until now. Introducing the new Genucel Serum with plant stem cell technology from Chamonix. Susan from New Jersey wrote, I've been using Genucel for a couple months. The puffiness around my eyes is gone. Even the crow's feet and small lines have disappeared and haven't come back. I love your product. I use it under my eyes, around my cheekbones, and on my eyelids. And with its instant effects, you'll see results in the first 12 hours or your money back. I guarantee it. Order now and save 65% off Genucel's most popular package today. Order now at Genucel.com/radio. That's Genucel.com/radio. All orders upgraded to free priority shipping. Genucel.com/radio. Genucel.com/radio. Genucel.com/radio.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.